The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Dude, let me tell you what. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You get to watch live, listen live, take the polls. A gazillion and three things you could do up there on the website. And, well, with the live chat room, you can get involved in the conversation with somebody else and never hear a word I say, which is not acceptable, by the way. Xander Gibb joins me right after the break, after the first break. Always a lot of fun when he's on. Xander is the, I don't know if he ever won the award, but he touts himself as the queen of all of New York media. And I've had some of you get a little upset with me, you know, being a Christian and all, having a gay guy on the show, a gay talk show host, whatever. You know, we're taught to love everyone, at least last I checked. Right? I mean, we're taught to live peaceably. We're all men wherever possible. I don't indulge in the lifestyle. I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to court him as I bring him on. Aren't we supposed to love each other? I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. I hate microphone wires. You just touch him or sneeze on him, and all of a sudden you get a hum and a buzz. Anyway, I want you to think that through, though. We're not supposed to hate each other. We're not supposed to be dealing with each other like this. So we come at some of these issues the same way. And I think the guy's great. All right, I really do. He's got a good handle on things. Anyway, like I said, I am Joe Mastini, your host. Always a pleasure. God, people are amazing. You're already starting. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me. You can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com. If you want me to get your message across, but you don't really feel like coming on the air, then just send me an email, joe@therealside. Let me know what it is you're trying to say or whatever, what you're trying to get across. All right, let me see. Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah. And this is what I love about, especially about weekends. I take all the stories I missed during the week, the ones I couldn't get to, and I do them tonight. And we will have some fun, I promise you. The, let me see. Oh, this is great. Now, I want you to know something. These are school administrators. These are people that are, quote-unquote, educated. These are people that are supposed to have a clue, right? But we had a school administrator who called the police because a young girl was trying to buy chicken McNuggets or whatever they call them there, McNuggets, using a $2 bill. Now, we can't have that, can we? And the 13-year-old 8th grader, it looks like it's Danicia Neal, tried to spend a $2 bill at lunch at the Christy McCullough. Boy, Christy McCullough, she must be spinning in her grave. Middle school. She was detained and threatened with a felony. It gets even better. The $2 bill investigation had to go all the way to the bank to get solved. This goes beyond stupidity, right? I'm beyond disbelief at the stupidity at this particular school and with the Fort Bend Police Department, who carried on just total ignorance. I can't believe the guy did not know that $2 bills were legal and printed by the Federale government. Just amazing. story goes on to say, I went to the lunch line and they said, my $2 bill was fake, Denise told the Danesia, told the Oberg investigators. They gave it to the police and then they sent me to the police office. The police officer said I could be in big trouble for passing this fake bill. I can't even believe this. Not just big trouble, third degree felony trouble. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you really think, how old is she? 13 years old. Do you really think a 13-year-old girl, a 13-year-old, you'll get mad at me for saying girl, understands what a third degree felony is? She probably doesn't even know what a felony is, let alone a third degree felony. School officials called Vanessa's grandmother, Sharon Kay. She's never in trouble, so I was nervous going in there, she recalled. The officials asked, did you give Denise a $2 bill? He told me it was a fake. She said I was floored. Then the Fort Bend Police Department investigators said the $2 bill, with the vigor of an episode of Dragnet, even though at the school, 82% of the kids are poor enough to get free or reduced price. So what she's saying is here, most of the kids could get a free lunch. We chose not to because we have a few bucks. We're willing to pay for it. And they're telling me the $2 bill is worthless. Now, I don't understand this. Why would you do this to a child? Now, the cop took, he wasted $27 in gas to do this. The cop took the $2 bill, went to the bank to find out whether it was real or not. Now, the bill went from the lunch lady to the school officials, right? You had to go to the principal. And then they had to call the cops. The cops had to come, look at the bill, decide, I want you to close your eyes and rack up these tax dollars in your head. The long line of ignorant people in this thing is craziness. It goes to show you where we're... Now, we're screaming about bathrooms and who should be able to use the bathrooms, and we don't even know whether a $2 bill is real or not. Now, when the bank explained to the police officer and the school that there was a such thing as a $2 bill, they were floored. They didn't know. Look, I've got an IQ of 3.5. I know what a $2 bill is. I've seen them. We have a bunch of them downstairs. I don't know why we don't use them. But it's much better to scare the crap out of a 13-year-old girl than it is to say, look, let me look at it. Here's $2. Give the kid the meal. Let's look into it. Xander Gibb joins me after the break. We'll be back in just a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert. expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, again, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you spent with me. I got my buddy on the line again, like I do every week. I always enjoy when he's on the show. Xander Gibb joins me from a secret place on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Right? Well, maybe not so secret. I don't know. You're Chick-fil-A today?
It's Burger King.
Because is it?
Yeah. Chick-fil-A is tomorrow because I'm not boycotting them.
Well, don't you love that? Yeah, the New Year. Every time they've called for a boycott of Chick-fil-A, their stock goes up and they sell more food than they have in the store. So
yeah.
You know, don't you think?
But isn't it interesting? I'm sorry. Isn't it interesting that the person asking for the boycott this time is Bill D. Blazardia, and you know he's under investigation for quite a few things. right
no,
now.
No, so a guy like him, phrase, I can imagine.
Yeah, those who live in glass houses, you know, shouldn't chuck rocks or whatever. The
yeah,
is.
Yeah. You know what? You could tell, and I know people are going to make fun of me, but you knew from day one this guy had problems, right? I mean, you knew that he was not an upright guy.
Yeah, I think that sadly, I think people were blinded by his kind of, you know, command of the language and kind of his ability to suck up. I mean, I don't like politicians that suck up. I don't want to be sucked up to. I want you to tell me the truth. I want you to tell me what you're going to do. And then I want you to do it, because that's your job as a politician, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, he's what I love. Do you remember the story that went by with very little fanfare? If he was a Republican, it would have been a big deal. But it went by with little fanfare, which was, do you remember when he removed all the what we used to, with a homeless, if you want to call him that, from around the mansion
yeah.
in New York.
When and the Pope nobody, was in town.
Yeah, nobody said anything. Not a word. All of a sudden, you know, look what a great guy he is. He's allowing them to pee in the street. They can sleep in the hallways. It's great. Look at what a compassionate man. And then all of a sudden he's removing them from around the mansion
yeah.
when the Pope shows up. I mean, what is that all about?
But, you know, I commented on this at the time, and I said, it, you know, it was disgusting that clearly then he's done this for them. People were like, Xander, have more faith in the guy. You know, he's clearly done this as a long-term plan.
Yeah.
That's not true.
No, I'm glad.
I'm being polite.
Yeah.
Saying that in that fashion.
But you did say, look at, this is not something he woke up one morning and goes, you know what, that might look really bad. Hey, guys, get him out of the hall. No. He knew what he was doing. He has a plan that whenever something like that happens, he's going to clean the place up temporarily.
What was that terminology he used for the places? They were called he gave them some really ultra modern caring name. So obviously when Pope Francis came to town, you know, he would think that New York City took care of its homeless, or for at least for the time that it got that he was there.
Yeah, right, exactly. You're exactly right. I'm thinking, I'm sitting here, I've already got a couple of emails. I'm sitting here thinking, you know, you can get away with so much in New York, because a lot of people in the rest of the country really, we don't really, I shouldn't say we, because I've been through New York. I'm from Boston. We used to go down there just to taunt you guys. But the...
It's true.
I don't know what to tell you. I can't remember the name of the restaurant now. God, it shows you how old I'm getting, right? We go down there just to taunt you people to say, that ain't Italian food. You want real guinea food? Head up here to Boston. We'll give you guinea food. But people don't, you know, it's such a big city. It's so diverse. There's so many things going on there. People don't realize, you know, the problem with the homeless. It's not like there's a couple of people or a handful of people that need help.
No.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
And you can't keep those streets clean.
No, and it's a global epidemic now. I mean, we just finished my show, and one of the topics we were talking about was the fact that in some states in America, you can be fined for feeding the homeless. They're putting spikes in the ground where homeless people would sleep so that they can't sleep there. I mean, where is the logic or ideology behind not being able to feed homeless people and give them haircuts and let them have somewhere safe and dry to eat? I mean, is this still America?
California. The California fruits and nuts, okay? So Jerry Brown is like, bring in the refugees, let them come over the border, we'll take care of everybody, we'll give you free education, we'll give you free food, we'll give you free everything. However, if a church wants to feed a bunch of homeless guys in the park, we can't have that. Because
yeah.
we don't know.
We're in jail.
I'm going, oh my God. Because we don't know what you're feeding them. We don't know what's in the food. We don't know what kitchen's prepared in. Are you serious?
We actually gave an invitation during the show today, like on the show and also via social media, to anyone in law enforcement who could actually explain the ideology, you know, the rationale or lack of rationale behind these ridiculous laws.
Xanda, it's no different than what's going on in... See, now you got my Boston on, Xanda. Xanda, it's no different than when they...
Okay, Joe, you go.
Yeah, it's so different than when now in schools now you can't have cupcakes, you can't bring food from home for the parties and stuff because we don't know how it's prepared. Did you have a hairnet on? It's like, are you people serious? We what 200 years? How many kids died? Really, truly, I'm not being stupid here. How many kids died because a parent's hair ended up in the food? I mean, get sick? Yeah, sure. Yeah, somebody got sick because something wasn't used properly. But nobody really died from any of that stuff. Or am I just brain dead?
No, I totally agree. And I think a lot of it is about levels of control because I think that any law or any rule has to have a rational explanation behind it. And if it doesn't, then why is it there?
Control. Well, they're smarter than us, Xander. They know more than we do. They're educated people. I mean, like the... You missed it. Like
Trust the University.
There you go. Oh.
Really?
You're gonna taunt me, aren't you? So no, but really, I mean, it's like the story I was doing earlier about the $2 bill. Nobody in the administration, the principal, the vice principal, even a school officer, the school police officer, didn't know that the $2 bill was real. Not till they went to the bank, and basically the way the story's written, the bank manager's like, look at him going, seriously, you don't know this is real, honest to God, right?
I mean, I'm going to say again, you know what I'm going to say. It's time to install a stupid tax. You've got to have a stupidity tax. In the United States, that would solve our, deficit.
Yeah.
Tax the stupid.
I like the tax the stupid thing. That would work for me. You know? No, I this stuff is just, it just makes me crazy when I read this stuff and I see this stuff. I don't get it. And what I really don't get, my friend, is the libs on the left that would jump all over a Republican for doing something stupid. They just let this stuff go because it's educators, and you know they belong to unions, and you know what that means. Anyway, hey, we got to go for a quick break because I got to pay for the show. I'm Joe Massini, your host, listening to The Real Side. Xander Gibbs joined me. You know what that means. We're going to have a lot of fun. Don't go far. Come on back. Hey, you missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You know, Xander would know this because he's such a wealth of information. Xander, the incoming song was Canary in a Coal Mine. And is that the Police?
Wait a minute, I'll go check.
Okay. Oh, come on.
You mean the song?
Yeah. Well, you're in New York. It's always the Police.
I know, right?
But that song always, what I get a kick out of, it always sounds like they're spinning that record. Think about that one. Talk about who's old. That they're spinning the record at about 3,000 miles an hour. You know what I'm saying? Sounds like almost just shy of being Alvin and the Chipmunks. Anyway, I probably shouldn't just talk with you. I probably should tell people what they're listening to and who, huh? Show host would. I'll take my cue from you. I am Joe Messina. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And my guest, as he shows up every week, and I so much appreciate his time and enjoy his time on the show, Xander Gibb, host of X-Rad Daily.
We dropped the daily, Joe, remember. We're just X-Rad now.
Did you really?
Because we're trendy, yeah.
Do you know how long it takes me to figure this stuff out?
Well, you know, people were emailing saying, excuse me, Xander, can you tell me why you call your show X-Red Daily when it's at night? And I thought, you're not the right demographic for my show if you have to ask that question. I'm sorry.
I didn't even think of that. That's such a, you're so right. well, but you know something, people need to get over themselves. It's always, and I'm not making fun of my people, don't get me wrong here, but I always get the biggest kick out of the fact when I don't turn the cameras on right away, they go out of their mind. It's like, hey, turn the camera on. How come the camera's not on? And in the beginning, I used to yell at them. I used to go, people, it's radio. What do you need a camera for? You know, that's why we do radio, because guys like me, you don't want to see me. I'm telling you. And I actually had people say, I'm leaving. If I can't see it, I'm leaving. It's a mouth moving. What do you want to see?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, there's no visual. There's no visual on my show. So, I you know, when people ask about where's the visual for the show, I'm like, go to the gallery on my website. There are lots of pictures of me on there. So just look at one of those and just, use your imagination and just imagine that my lips are moving.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do on the nights I'm not here. I use you know, the video rescreen or whatever the heck it's called. Yeah, I put up a picture of an old show or something like that. It always works out well. Okay, let's move on to something I will, without trying to insult you, I will say both you and I can kind of understand. You know, they you know, what do they call it, slut shaming or something like that? You know, they have all these, now they have all these terms that I'm just totally confused over. But there was also, what was it, fat shaming, right? And so they were getting on people,
yeah,
for saying stuff about young people being too big and all this other stuff. And guess what came out today? Now, when I said something about it, and I'm sure if you did the same thing, they came unglued on me. How could you say that? I said, what, have you seen my picture? I could talk about being fat. I could talk about how I know they don't like that word, about how unhealthy it is, how uncomfortable it is, even though the fat person may not say it is. It's very uncomfortable. Why do you think I had Velcro shoes for? No, I'm just kidding. But you know what I'm saying? Now they've come out and a new study has said, well, you ready for this one? They spent millions on this. Maybe it's not okay to be overweight. See? You did the same thing I did. We paid for this? Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wonder which company they used to do the research and what politician got a backhander for giving them a contract. Did I say that? That doesn't happen in America.
No, what are you talking about? That doesn't happen. You're just one of those pessimists, aren't you? According to
I'm a realist, actually. But.
Yes, and you're on the real side for that reason. Get it? Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly.
I'll be here all week. So I'll be here all next week. I'm not going to be here for the weekend. The latest study in years long, back and forth over the question. God, I can't do these stories. They're so ridiculous, I almost can't do them. So the research covering more than 30 million people around the world suggests that people in the normal range of weight, neither overweight or underweight, live longer than people who are even just a little over. Who would have thought that staying within your weight range helps?
Well, this is very interesting because, you know, I'm very open about my struggle with my weight. And I was sick this week and had to go to the doctor. And the doctor that I went to always insists on weighing you, doing your blood pressure, and checking your pulse rate. And he asked me about medications and things like that. And to cut a long story short, he said, for a big guy of your age, obviously I'm 35, he said, you're actually interestingly fit. Your pulse rate is only slightly elevated because, you know, I had a health issue. And my heart rate was only slightly up. But apparently I have the heart rate and the pulse rate of, you know, a guy in his 30s, which I guess is apt because I am 30, though. I don't support people being unhealthy, but I think some people are obviously an exception to the rule.
Well, I think it's like anything else. Look, I'd be considered obese in the medical world, and I would look at myself and say the same thing. I am way overweight. Shouldn't be like this. You know, when you go up two flights of stairs and you're sucking like you just had three cigarettes on the way up, not a good place to be. We all know that, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, right. So we're not stupid. We know what we're doing to ourselves, and beating us up with these kind of things doesn't make it any easier until we decide, and you know this from the truth, so you finally decide, and again, I'm not discounting, but I am not talking about people who physically, who have a disease or a problem with weight. I am talking about those
right.
who see a Twinkie and buy four, right? You know
right.
what I mean, right? I'll take, I don't want the kids Hot Fudge Sundae.
No, Sunday. I
want
six.
I want the super giant extra Hot Fudge Sundae. Thank you very much. So, you know, they keep spending money telling us that you know, when you're overweight, you won't live long. I know this.
Well, I have a theory about this, Jim, that I'm going to share with you very quickly. And it's a very circular theory. Now, when you go to the grocery store, all of the crap, you know, burgers, fish sticks, all of those things are so cheap, couple of bucks. the bounty food is really expensive. Now, the government in this country has for so long been in bed with the insurance companies, and if the government subsidized healthier food and the healthier food is cheaper and they taxed the more expensive food, less people would eat the crap food. But the knock-on effect of that is, in 20 years there would be less obesity, but the drug companies wouldn't make as much money from those obese people, because there just wouldn't be the need for the medication.
Wow.
So that's my theory on this.
Well, let me
profound, tell you, right?
Yeah, you know what? As you're talking and I'm thinking about this, we did a story recently about Earth Day and how there wasn't a...
Girth Day?
Earth. Yeah, girth. Yeah,
oh,
right.
No,
that's the next story, Girth Day, right? So
yeah.
on Earth Day, they were talking about the famines we would be having and how many people would die of starvation and, you know,
right.
a third of the population would be knocked out, right? And I'm going through all this stuff and I stop and I said, wait a minute, stop. So a recent survey of 188 countries showed that nearly 30% of the global population, or 2.1 billion people, are either overweight or obese. Not a single country. And I'm sorry, I'm only laughing at this for the Earth Day predictions. Not a single country has lowered its obesity rate since 1980. So all those predictions in the 70s of people dying of malnutrition, of starvation, that there wouldn't be enough food to feed the world, that we'd lose a big chunk of the population. Should these scientists maybe be... Listen, Kate... Oh, you see, I'm going to get rolling here.
Are they still alive? They
shouldn't be. Maybe they starved to death. I don't know. But you look at this stuff, and we put so much weight in these people. Pardon the pun. We put so much weight on the information of the expertise they have, and they want to know why we make fun of the climate change people. Right?
Well, I think that there's a financial element to all of this, and it kind of goes back to what I was saying. Because I think that far too often they perpetuate things that have a long-term financial gain for companies in order for these things to be the way that they are.
I hear you. I think you're right on, especially with the, you know, they talk about cancer. I think they could have had a cure for cancer years ago. But we have to pay for the show. So we'll be back in a minute. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Americans, you're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
Sorry, a couple of nitwits.
We are back.
Ow.
And, I don't know how this song plays when Xander's on most of the time. She's a brick house? Really? Seriously? I don't... I'm not saying anything. Anyway, I am Joe.
I'm saying nothing either.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just get to him. I know, you know, we're up on the last segment, so you're not going to call in anyhow. Hey, always, 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 Xander, love when you're on with me. And tell people where they can hear your show and find out more about you.
Everything's at xandergibb.com. The radio show is called XVAT, and it's a Monday to Friday, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Come and join us. Call and tell us what you think. We don't have to agree. Just come and join in civil discourse.
And we can do that and still like each other.
Yeah.
Right? I'm getting so tired. I'm getting, and now I really have no problem just looking at him and saying, yeah, okay, whatever. and walking away from them, which makes them even, you know what, Xander, you know what I love the most? They get even madder when you don't get mad.
Well, you know, the phrase pearls before swine kind of springs to mind, and I'm tired. I'm really tired of explaining, because I'm an eloquent guy, and it's obviously not how I'm saying it. For some people, it's obviously their grasp of the English language, clearly.
Yeah, and you know, let's be honest about it. They're not interested in hearing it.
No.
All right? Do you agree with that? I mean, they want you to come around to their way of thinking, or else.
Yeah, and I think the sad thing is that if you don't enter into that discourse that I was talking about, you actually miss out on a lot of things.
Yeah,
you really do.
I agree.
If you discount people just because you disagree on things, I think you need to run back to kindergarten very quickly.
Yeah, just anyway. All right, so you've been talking. You're kind of, I won't say you're depressed, but you are irritated at the fact that you left the Dem Party. Did I say Dem Party or Dem Party?
Either is applicable.
Okay. You left the Dem Party, and here you came to the Republican Party, and it's just as bad. It's really not much of a difference between the two. But, you know, I'm looking at this, and I'm saying to myself, we're in bad shape, but we're not as in bad shape, I still think, as the other party is. But what part of this is really making you nuts? Let's talk about it, Xander. Yeah, please lay down and tell me about your mother. Yeah?
I think, well, let's not go there. I think the biggest difficulty for me is this ideology about kind of like anyone but Hillary. You know, we talked on my show last night about the never Trump, and I'm really trying to associate with Donald Trump. And I did a little bit yesterday, funnily enough, because, you know, I was a Democrat for all of my life, and about four/five years ago, I left the Dems, and I am now a non-Dem. I guess I would call myself a libertarian, but I'm not offended if people refer to me as a Republican or even a conservative. But, you know, essentially, I'm kind of, you know, I associate a little bit with him because if he really is what he says he is, I've felt that too, because it took a lot of Republicans a long time to be able to trust me and conservatives too. But then there's far too much that I can't accept, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting the ideology from a lot of Republicans that it's kind of two or three faults. You know, one fault is that if he wins the nomination, then I should kind of, you know, devote myself to him and support him regardless and put all of my conservative values aside just because he's not Hillary or just because the candidate that was probably better has not won. And I can't subscribe to that thinking. But I think what's most disappointing for me as a newbie, you know, not as a political commentator, but from this side of the aisle with the first national election, is the level of division that this has caused. And I'm aghast that I'm hearing people say, well, as a Republican, I would rather vote for Hillary than Donald Trump. And I can't equate it all.
They're like spoiled little brats.
Yeah.
Right? Either, you know, I'm going to take my ball or my bat, and I'm going to leave. Look, I am not a Trump fan. I'm sorry. But I'm definitely not the fan of an accomplice to murder, right, of a liar, of someone, you know, you think of everything that they feel entitled to. Yeah, yeah, we know each other well. You know, everything she feels entitled to. Go all the way back to Watergate when she was fired as the attorney, or as one of the attorneys, I should say, for lying. You know, and you just go down that whole list. And so what bothers you, and I don't mean you, Xander, but I'm telling my friends, look, he may not be a conservative. This is a shock. I don't think so. We've known this for a long time.
He never said he was, though.
No. He never said he was. He's given money to Dems. Okay, well, so did your, and not that I dislike the guy, but so did your Lord and Savior, Ronald Reagan, okay? Because Ronnie was a Dem most of his life.
Yeah.
So you know, you get this whole thing down, and you start looking at this stuff, and you say, the only difference is, is that we know he's not a hardcore right-wing Republican. To even take conservative out of it, he's not.
Right.
Right? He's probably more of a centrist, if you would. He's a businessman. He's had to give money. He's not had to. He's decided to give money to politicians because it makes it easier to build his projects. Are we that Pollyanna-ish that we don't understand that kind of thing? And again, I hear what you're saying. I feel like I've been with the party longer than you. And I'm sitting back saying to myself, I feel like they've backed me in a corner. I feel like they've let me down again. And I don't want to vote for the lesser of the two evils. But what is my other choice?
I totally see that. But you know, usually I'm the first person to have answers. But with this, sadly, I don't. And it's a dilemma for me. Both as someone that's commentating. I mean, I was really looking forward to this. I was looking forward to debates, but all the debates that we're having on the shows are about the division and
yeah.
that people can't see a way through this, and it's hard. And I think that, you know, Donald is not, he doesn't do himself any favors,
no.
does he?
No, he
really.
Doesn't. But listen, look, let's talk that through for a second, right? Here you have. You would say a fairly successful guy, right? And you know,
yep.
yeah, right. And so he's not used to speaking or having to speak a certain way. You know, he puts it out there, and his the people that work for him figure it out and make it happen. And I was just saying to somebody on an interview I was doing the other day, I said, "Look, do you really think that when Trump said we're going to make them pay for the wall, he actually was going to go down to Mexico and grab a check from the president?" That's not what he meant. He's talking about economic issues and that kind of thing. And
right.
and why? And because he said, you know, we have to stop letting in the refugees or we have to stop letting them in the Muslims until we get this all worked out. Do you really think he thought that through as to what he was saying? And if you really give him a little bit of the shadow of the doubt and you say what he was trying to say was we need to vet people coming into this country.
But in fairness, it's the liberal media's job to sensationalize everything that the potential Republican candidates say. Mm. So he's in the liberal media. He's done, but he's been crucified in both.
Sure, yes.
I mean, I actually wish I could get behind him. I really do.
Yep.
It would make me proud to be able to get behind Donald Trump and endorse him as a candidate. But a lot has to change. Because here's the thing, Joe. As the President of the United States, you can't fire and disagree with everybody like you are when you're the CEO. Because I mean, go and get some diplomacy, Donald, and then come back to me, and then I'll look at you again. And I mean that in the most, you know,
yeah.
respectful way. I really do.
I hear you. Get a bit
humble. Become... You know, don't become Obama. You know, I mean, I think on issues like ISIS, I mean, he'd be like, ISIS would be was if Donald Trump was president.
When he said he was,
but that's not enough.
Yeah, when he said he was a Christian, okay, but that he hadn't made any mistakes to speak of, or there wasn't much that he was sorry for. You know, and people are outraged. The evangelicals were outraged. I said, what exactly are you outraged about? You know the man's personality. You know he's not that evangelical type of Christian. He's probably a Sunday once every 3 months go to church Christian, if that much, right? But the fact that he has a respect and an understanding of our religion or our belief system, and he's willing to honor that. That's more than you get from the guy that's in office right now that says he's a Christian. Am I wrong?
Well, that's very, you know. That's very debatable about the one that's in office now. I mean, don't get me wrong. I really want to see the best in this guy, and I really want to see his ability to do the job. But I don't think he makes that very easy for the American public with some of the ways that he responds. But I'll be the first one to defend him when people are saying things about his wife and doing things
yeah,
to his family,
that ain't right. Yep.
Suspicious substances to his to where he lives. I mean, you know, that's bad, and that's not on. You know, that's not American.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to let you go finish drinking and get this out of your system.
Drinking.
So what? You know, we're up against it. Tell people where they can find your show. And tonight's show, you had Margaret Cho on, so you know people got to go grab that and take a look, right?
I went from Cho to Joe, and it was
wow.
Great. It was
Cho Joe. That doesn't sound really good, but anyway.
But ZandaGift.com, you can find everything there. The music, the show, the musical.
Soon the play.
So forth.
Someday. Yeah. All right, Xander, as usual, always, thank you for being with me tonight. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me as well. Hey, the Libs want to pull the name off of a very famous airport in Los Angeles. Why? Because he was a conservative. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far.